vacation. Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol can help you prevent, detect, and report.
Good morning and welcome to the broadcast of the Divine Service at Zion Lutheran Church in Chippewa Falls. To help you follow along, the order of worship for today's service is available under the radio tab on our website, zionlcmscf.org. The Lord bless you today through the hearing of His Word.
Children, and good morning, and welcome to our worship service today. We will be following Divine Service Setting 4, beginning on page 203. The hymns for today, opening hymn 606, I Lay My Sins on Jesus. The hymn of the day is 611, Chief of Sinners, Though I Be. During distribution, we'll be singing 594, God's Own Child, I Gladly Say It. 766, Our Father, who from heaven above. 845, Where Charity and Love Prevail. Our closing hymn, 609, Jesus Sinners Doth Receive. So let's turn to 606, I Lay My Sins on Jesus. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Our help is in the name of the Lord. If you, O Lord, kept a record of sins, O Lord, who could stand?
What with you there is forgiveness, therefore you are feared.
Since we are gathered to hear God's word, call upon him in prayer and praise, and receive the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ in the fellowship of this altar, let us first consider our unworthiness and confess before God and one another that we have sinned in thought, word, and deed, and that we cannot free ourselves from our sinful condition. Together as his people, let us take refuge in the infinite mercy of God, our Heavenly Father, seeking his grace for the sake of Christ, and saying, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. Almighty God, have mercy upon us. Forgive us our sins and lead us to everlasting life. Amen. Almighty God, merciful Father, in holy baptism, you declared us to be your children and gathered us into your one holy church, in which you daily and richly forgive us our sins and grant us new life through your Spirit. Be in our midst, enliven our faith, and graciously receive our prayer and praise through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Turn to your insert now as we sing the introit, chant it together. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. O God, our refuge and strength, the author of all godliness, hear the devout prayers of your church, especially in times of persecution, and grant that what we ask in faith we may obtain through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
You may be seated for our readings. The Old Testament reading for today is from Genesis chapter 50. When Joseph's brothers saw that their father was dead, they said, "It may be that Joseph will hate us and pay us back for all the evil that we did to him." So they sent a message to Joseph saying, "Your father gave this command before he died. Say to Joseph, please forgive the transgression of your brothers and their sin because they did evil to you. And now, please forgive the transgression of the servants of the God of your father." Joseph wept when they spoke to him. His brothers also came and fell down before him and said, "Behold, we are your servants." But Joseph said to them, "Do not fear. For am I in the place of God? As for you, you meant evil against me, but God meant it for good, to bring it about that many people should be kept alive as they are today. So do not fear. I will provide for you and your little ones." Thus he comforted them and spoke kindly to them. This is the word of the Lord. We now turn to the insert and chant together the gradual. The epistle is from Romans chapter 14. As for the one who is weak in faith, welcome him, but not to quarrel over opinions. One person believes he may eat anything, while the weak person eats only vegetables. Let not the one who eats despise the one who abstains, and let not the one who abstains pass judgment on the one who eats, for God has welcomed him. Who are you to pass judgment on the servant of another? It is before his own master that he stands or falls, and he will be upheld, for the Lord is able to make him stand. One person esteems one day as better than another, while another esteems all days alike. Each one should be fully convinced in his own mind. The one who observes the day observes it in honor of the Lord. The one who eats, eats in honor of the Lord, since he gives thanks to God, while the one who abstains, abstains in honor of the Lord and gives thanks to God. For none of us lives to himself, and none of us dies to himself. If we live, we live to the Lord, and if we die to the Lord. So then whether we live or whether we die, we are the Lord's. For to this end Christ died and lived again, that he might be Lord both of the dead and of the living. Why do you pass judgment on your brother? Or you, why do you despise your brother? For we will all stand before the judgment seat of God. For it is written, "As I live, says the Lord, every knee shall bow to me, and every tongue shall confess to God." So then each of us will give an account of himself to God. This is the word of the Lord.
Oh,
The Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 18th chapter. Peter came up and said to Jesus, "Lord, how often will my brother sin against me and I forgive him? As many as seven times?" Jesus said to him, "I do not say to you seven times, but 70 times 7. Therefore, the kingdom of heaven may be compared to a king who wished to settle accounts with his servants. When he began to settle, one was brought to him who owed him 10,000 talents. And since he could not pay, his master ordered him to be sold with his wife and children and all that he had, and payment to be made. So the servant fell on his knees, imploring him, 'Have patience with me, and I will pay you everything.' And out of pity for him, the master of that servant released him and forgave him the debt. But when that same servant went out, he found one of his fellow servants who owed him 100 denarii. And seizing him, he began to choke him, saying, 'Pay what you owe.' So his fellow servant fell down and pleaded with him, 'Have patience with me, and I will pay you.' He refused and went and put him in prison until he should pay the debt. When his fellow servants saw what had taken place, they were greatly distressed, and they went and reported to their master all that had taken place. And his master summoned him and said to him, 'You wicked servant, I forgave you all that debt because you pleaded with me. Should not you have had mercy on your fellow servant as I had mercy on you?' And in anger, his master delivered him to the jailers until he should pay all his debt. So also, my heavenly Father will do to every one of you if you do not forgive your brother from your heart." This is the gospel of the Lord. Together we confess our faith as written in the words of the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty,
maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
You may be seated and singing our hymn of the day, 611, Chief of Sinners Though I Be.
Thank you.
Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. We're blessed in the Midwest, particularly around here, where we have abundant amount of water, the springs, the lakes, the rivers and creeks. We can just step outside and have that assurance of water from Duncan Creek flowing by. And so this allows us to use it freely. We can drink as much as we want. We use it for cooking and cleaning and showering and bathing and watering the grass and flowers, and farmers are able to irrigate the crops that we depend on. And we're blessed because this is not true everywhere. This is not true in many parts of the world, let alone, you know, in the country. And there's some places that they have to limit the water. It's scarce. And so if you're limited in the amount that you can receive, then it's limited in the amount that you can use and share. Well, in today's gospel reading, Peter is concerned about the limits of forgiveness. And so he approaches Jesus as the spokesman of the disciples, the apostles, you may say, and he suggests forgiving somebody who sins against him seven times, which isn't bad. You know, you think about it, think about forgiving somebody who sins against you for the same thing seven times. They lie to you seven times about the same thing, and you are forgiving them every time. Or they steal something. They keep stealing the same thing. And you catch them, and you say, and they plead to forgive, and you forgive them seven times. That's a lot. Maybe they keep abusing you, cheating on you. Seven's pretty good. But Jesus says, I don't say to you seven times, but 70 times seven. There is no limit to what we are to forgive when somebody sins against us. No limit. Think about that. Somebody keeps sinning against you again and again and again and again, and you are to forgive them again and again and again and again. How can we do that? Well, the parable that Jesus speaks in follow-up to this conversation with Peter and the apostles, it helps us. He says, therefore, the kingdom of heaven may be compared to a king who wished to settle accounts with his servants. When he began to settle, one was brought to him who owed him 10,000 talents. Now, as a refresher, now we don't know precisely what that talent might represent. You know, they're different amounts, but it's a lot. To give you some idea of some estimates that have been done, well, for a day laborer, they would spend 60 million days to pay that size of a debt. Or if somebody's really, really well paid, it's still going to take them over 1,000 years in prison to pay that debt. It's not going to happen. This is that insurmountable, that large of a debt, okay? And that's what this guy who's brought before the king owes him. Well, so you can understand what he does. Because when the king, he says, since he couldn't pay, his master ordered him to be sold with his wife and children and all that he had in payment to be made. This would have been normal, acceptable practice at the time. So this servant fell on his knees, imploring him, have patience with me, and I will pay you everything. Of course, he can't pay him. But the king, out of pity for him, the master of that servant released him and forgave him the debt. That's incredible. When that same servant went out and found one of his fellow servants who owed him 100 denarii, which is a good amount. That's like a 3, 4 months, 100 days of work for a day laborer. And seizing him, he began to choke him, saying, "Pay what you owe." So fellow servant fell down and pleaded with him, "Have patience with me and I will pay you." Very much the same plea that the first servant made with the master. He refused. The first servant refused and went and put him in prison until he should pay the debt. Well, you can understand why the fellow servants, they heard about this and they were greatly distressed. So they told the master, and the master, "You wicked servant. I forgave you all that debt because you pleaded with me. Should not you have had mercy on your fellow servant as I had mercy on you?" And Jesus helps us with a very striking statement. "So also my heavenly Father will do to every one of you if you do not forgive your brother from your heart." This does include you and me, fellow disciples of Christ. You must forgive other Christians. If not, everlasting torment. He said something similarly after teaching his prayer on the Sermon on the Mount. He said, "For if you forgive others their trespass, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive others their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespass." He means it. He's not mincing words. Well, he also enables you to do this. He enables you to do what sounds impossible to us. Think about the free-flowing supply of water that we enjoy, that we, well, perhaps take for granted, but certainly are blessed with, grateful for. We certainly want to give God and do give God thanks for this water. It enables you, if somebody comes and says, "Could I have a glass of water?" Well, you give them a glass of water. If they say, "Could I have a gallon?" Well, you fill a jug. Maybe they say, "Well, can I borrow your water and your hose so I can wash my car, water the garden?" Sure, why not? But if there was a limited supply, it'd be different. If you didn't think you had enough for yourself, you'd be a little more cautious. Or if you didn't receive it, if you were cut off, well, you couldn't give it to others. But with forgiveness, there is a limitless supply, an ever-flowing supply. It's all in and through Jesus from the cross. All the sins of the world were placed upon him. Those sins that you have committed, those sins that were committed against you, were put upon Jesus. And he said that they are removed as far as the east is from the west. His death on the cross was once for all. In Jesus, your sins are forgiven. You receive this forgiveness again and again and again and again. We have the font front and center, a reminder for you of this free-flowing grace that you were baptized into. When we make the sign of the cross, it is to remind us of our baptism, that we are in Christ, forgiven. You hear the words flowing from the man who's in the stead, and by the command of Jesus, you are forgiven. Your sins are forgiven. These sins that you confess, forgiveness flows through your ears, your heart. We come up to the font, and we come up to the altar, where the body and blood of Jesus comes to us. It comes to us again and again, often, as he commanded, as he says, "Do this often," so that you are receiving this forgiveness, one for you. Come comes into us and flows into us and through us. It comes to you when a Christian speaks words of forgiveness to you for sins you've committed against them. It comes to you when a Christian speaks the words of forgiveness won for you by Christ Jesus on the cross through his death and his resurrection. There is no limit. It keeps flowing. It keeps flowing around us and by his grace through us. In our Old Testament reading, we have Joseph forgiving his brothers, the brothers who had done great evil against him. Everybody knows it. Everybody acknowledges it. And it happened long ago. Plenty of time for Joseph to contemplate revenge and have this holding on to what they had done. He's certainly in a position where he could take revenge, at least from a human point of view. But he understood the grace of God. And he was able to understand this in the context of himself as a servant of God and how God was actually using this for good to save lives. The forgiveness just flowed through him. He knew he was in a position to hold this against them, so he forgave. Unbelievable. So much they were weeping and receiving this grace of God. We know St. Paul got it. We just sang about chief of sinners though I be, taken from his statement. He identified, as we should identify, we're the worst. We say this not out of piety, but out of a recognition. How much we've sinned against God, we know it in our hearts. We know our private sins, the sins that, well, God knows and others may not know. St. Paul observed this. He says, where sin increased, grace abounded all the more. The grace will overflow the sin. Those who are forgiven much love much, Jesus pointed out. When we identify with this first servant, the one who had this insurmountable debt, and we approach our master, our Lord, and plead for forgiveness, we get it, how much we're forgiven. We start to appreciate the undeserved, immeasurable forgiveness that we've received, and we're freed from this immense debt. We deserve to be imprisoned forever. And when we bask in this grace that we have, the grace that's flowing over us, around us, why not flow through us? Why not, when somebody sins against you, forgive your fellow servant? I suppose pride could get in the way. You may think, well, I deserve my forgiveness. I don't know about you. Maybe you don't really believe the forgiveness that is yours. Well, if that's the case, return to the font. Return to the source. Look to the cross. Come here. Hear again your forgiveness. Receive again the body broken for you, the blood shed for you, for your forgiveness, salvation, and life. Yeah, your feelings, the hurt feelings remain. They linger. They can. They generally do. Don't let this interfere with forgiving. Recognize this is the way it is. You may need to continue to forgive, just like you may need to continue to ask somebody for forgiveness. We do this with people close to us. We cause great hurt when we sin against somebody, and we recognize that. So we may, for their sake, ask forgiveness again. And we may, like I said, if it's the other way around, forgive again and again. I am sorry. I forgive you. Please forgive me. We don't do this because of our ability, but because of what Christ has done for us. We see it on the cross. We cling to the cross. And this, where Christ has won this forgiveness for all, it's that limitless source of forgiveness. It's also a limitless source of healing. As we bathe in forgiveness, that we hear and speak to one another. And so we allow it to flow through us, as well as over and around us. To not forgive is a serious sin against God. If you are holding on to a sin against, you know, somebody sinned against you, another Christian who sinned against you, you're not forgiving them. Well, you're not to receive the body and blood of Christ. You are to go and reconcile with that one. Or if somebody has a sin against you, that's what we are to do. That is part of our preparation for receiving Holy Communion. And there is a tradition in the church. We don't practice it here very often, but you've probably done it, sharing of the peace. This is intentional, this sharing of the peace. It is a nice opportunity to say hello to friends and family in our congregation. But we're going to do this today. And so if there is somebody who you need to reconcile with, that's your opportunity. You don't have to make a big deal about it. Just go talk to them and apologize, ask for forgiveness, so that you can continue to receive that grace that Christ has won for you as you approach the altar. If you're listening on the radio, then maybe you want to give somebody a call. You know, if they're not in the room with you, give them a call. Ask for their forgiveness. Offer them forgiveness. We're reminded to do this every week, but it's something we do every day. We are to do this every day and to let this undeserved forgiveness of sins flow from the cross all over you and by His grace through you, so that those around us may know the love of Christ, right? What a blessing. This free-flowing grace that never ends, never will. Amen. May the peace that passes all understanding keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen. I invite you to stand for prayer. In peace, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. For freedom from grudges and an unforgiving spirit, that we may not be kept from God's forgiveness through our lack of mercy, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. For patience in trials, that like Joseph in Egypt, we too might learn to be slow to judge, quick to forgive, and steadfast in love for God and one another. Let us pray to the Lord. In thanksgiving for the holy word and sacraments, that they would be preserved among us, for faithful stewards of God's mysteries, that repentance and the forgiveness of sins would be proclaimed in Christ's name, and for all the baptized, that they would be faithful confessors of the hope that is in them. Let us pray to the Lord. For the homes of God's people, that He would keep them from all harm and danger, and that we may dwell together in peace under the protection of His holy angels, let us pray to the Lord. For all nations and leaders, that life and liberty might be defended, and that rulers and nations might strive toward all that is honorable, true, and just, let us pray to the Lord. For the sick and infirm, especially Marlis, Pastor Jones, Haley, Marlis, Pastor Sedlock, Ruth, Irma, Lacey, Jim, Lewis, Greg, Diane, Nancy, Ben, Mark, Blaine, Audrey, Mary Jo, Lynn, Amy, Ben, Cookie, Sarah, Marlene, Arlene, and Pastor Miller, that they may have patience to endure their time of suffering and that their days be crowned with God's mercy. Let us pray to the Lord. for gratitude as we receive Christ's body and blood, that having been forgiven a debt that only Christ could pay, we in turn may go out to serve others in the same spirit of forgiveness. Let us pray to the Lord. Hear us, Heavenly Father, for the sake of Christ Jesus, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Amen. Now, at this time, we would like you to share the peace. Certainly say hello, greet one another, and especially if you need to reconcile, seek that person out and be reconciled in the grace of God. So I know it's awkward at first, but please. Peace be with you. And forgive me for sinning against you. And forgive you. And I didn't get a chance. I got to our sound technician, but Lynn, please forgive me for all the sins I've, committed against you. She's what? You're not going to forgive me? What? She's shaking her head. We might have to wait a while for our. All right. Well, thank you. All right, we continue with the service of the sacrament. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give thanks and praise.
It is truly good, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, O Lord, Holy Father, Almighty Everlasting God, for the countless blessings you so freely bestow on us and all creation. Above all, we give thanks for your boundless love shown to us when you sent your only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, into our flesh and laid on him our sin, giving him into death that we might not die eternally. Because he is now risen from the dead and lives and reigns in all eternity, all who believe in him will overcome sin and death and will rise again to new life. Therefore, with angels and archangels, with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying,
Amen.
O Lord our God, King of all creation, for you have had mercy on us and given your only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have eternal life. In your righteous judgment, you condemned the sin of Adam and Eve, who ate the forbidden fruit, and you justly barred them and all their children from the tree of life. Yet in your great mercy, you promised salvation by a second Adam, your Son, Jesus Christ our Lord, and made his cross a life-giving tree for all who trust in him. We give you thanks for the redemption you have prepared for us through Jesus Christ. Grant us your Holy Spirit, that we may faithfully eat and drink of the fruits of his cross and receive the blessings of forgiveness, life, and salvation that come to us in his body and blood. Hear us as we pray in his name and as he taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation,
but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it, and gave it to the disciples, and said, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." In the same way also, he took the cup after supper, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." The peace of the Lord be with you always. Welcome to the table of the Lord. I'll let the Lord bless you and keep you in your baptismal grace. Take and eat. This is the very body of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, given unto death for you. Take and eat the very body of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, given unto death for you. Take and eat. This is the very body of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, given unto death for you. Take and eat. This is the very body of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, given unto death for you. Take and eat. This is the very body of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, given unto death for you. Take and eat. The true body of Christ, given for you. Take and drink. This is the very blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, shed for you. Take and drink. The very blood of Christ, shed for you, for the forgiveness of your sins. Take and drink. This is the very blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, shed for you, for the forgiveness of your sins. Take and drink. The very blood of Christ, shed for you, for the forgiveness of your sins. The body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen and preserve you in body and soul to life everlasting. Depart in peace. Welcome to the table of the Lord. Take and eat. This is the very body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given unto death for you. Take and eat. The very body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given unto death for you.
partake and eat. This is the very body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given unto death for you. Take and eat. This is the very body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given unto death for you. Take and eat. The very body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given unto death for you. Take and eat. This is the very body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given unto death for you. Take and drink. This is the true blood of Christ shed for you for the forgiveness of your sins. Take and drink. The very blood of Christ shed for you for the forgiveness of your sins. Take and drink the true blood of Christ shed for you. This is the very blood of Christ shed for you for the forgiveness of your sins. Take and drink. This is the very blood of Christ shed for you for the forgiveness of your sins. Take and drink. This is the true blood of Christ shed for you for the forgiveness of your sins. Take and drink the very blood of Christ shed for you. The body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen and preserve you in body and soul to life everlasting. Depart in peace. To the table of the Lord. Take and eat. This is the very body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given unto death for you. Take and eat. The very body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given unto death for you. Carter, the Lord bless you and keep you in your baptismal grace. Take and eat. The true body of Christ, given for you. The Lord bless you and keep you in your baptismal grace. Take and eat. This is the very body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given unto death for you. Take and eat. The very body of Christ, given unto death for you. Take and eat. This is the very body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given unto death for you. And drink. This is the very blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, shed for you for the forgiveness of your sins. Body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, strengthen and preserve you in body and soul to life everlasting. Depart in peace. Welcome to the table of the Lord. Greg, and the Lord bless you and keep you in your baptismal grace. Reed, the Lord bless you and keep you in your baptismal grace. Take and eat. This is the very body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given unto death for you. Take and eat. This is the very body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given unto death for you. Take and eat. This is the very body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given unto death for you. Take and eat. The very body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given unto death for you. Take and eat. This is the very body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given unto death for you. Take and drink. This is the very blood of Christ shed for you for the forgiveness of your sins. Take and drink the very blood of Christ shed for you for the forgiveness of your sins. The body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen and preserve you in body and soul to life everlasting. Depart in peace. Amen. Welcome to the table of the Lord. Take and eat the very body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given unto death for you. Take and eat. This is the very body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given unto death for you. Take and eat. This is the very body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given unto death for you. Take and eat. This is the very body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given unto death for you. Take and drink. This is the very blood of Christ shed for you for the forgiveness of your sins. Take and drink. This is the very blood of Christ shed for you for the forgiveness of your sins. Take and drink the true blood of Christ shed for you for the forgiveness of your sins. The body and blood of our Lord.
105.7 CFW.